Mittabaya just means Amitabha, and Buddhaya is Buddha. It's got a dative ending that receives, as it were, the homage that's being expressed by the word namo or namaha. And this is often translated in a somewhat rarefied and technical way as being homage or veneration to Amitabha Buddha. But again, you know, at 9 in the morning in our class on Buddhism at Boston University, we play around with other kinds of translations for this phrase. Namo is not actually a complicated technical word, and it doesn't express a technical form of practice. It's the phrase that you use in India to say hello to somebody. You would greet someone in India by folding your hands in front of you and saying namaste or namaskar, namaste, homage to you or greetings to you. So we were working with possible translations of Namo Mittabaya Buddhaya a couple of years ago, and we came up with this as a possibility. Hello, Buddha. Especially, I suppose, especially useful, I imagine, at the moment of death, as in one of the classic practices in this tradition, to chant the name of Amitabha Buddha at the moment of death. If you can say Namo Mittabaya Buddhaya with faith at that crucial moment, Amitabha will come to your bedside surrounded by crowds of bodhisattvas and will bear your soul off to the pure land. And what better way to greet Amitabha at that moment than by saying, hello, Buddha. Welcome to this place. Take me to the pure land. Like the invocation of Avalokiteshvara's name, this practice is really a deliberate attempt to open up the possibility of salvation to anybody who approaches the deity with sincere faith. It's a genuine attempt to open the possibility of salvation up to anyone who can approach this celestial being with a sense of sincere aspiration. Now, devotion to Amitabha Buddha, sometimes known as Pure Land Buddhism, has been influential throughout China and Japan. We'll talk about it as Pure Land tradition in Japanese Buddhism, one of the most important varieties of Japanese Buddhism, and also an important variety of Buddhism in North America today. But I think it's important as we encounter it for the first time to ask, really, not where is it found, but in what way is it really related to the kind of Buddhism that we already know. So it seems to me that devotion to Amitabha Buddha takes us about as far away from the tradition of self-reliance that we saw back in the early tradition, and we thought of, I think, for a while anyway, as being one of the fundamental characteristics of Buddhism. The Buddha taught anything. It was the idea that you should rely on your own efforts and you could achieve nirvana for yourself. No one else could do it for you. Now we've all of a sudden, with just a few waves of a magic wand, entered a world where you don't rely on yourself. You rely on the influence of a deity, a celestial Buddha who is infinitely more powerful than you. How did that happen? Is this even Buddhism anymore? Have we entered a world where the Buddhist tradition has now been so deeply transformed that it has become in some way unrecognizable? I'd argue that what we see here is simply an example of the malleability and adaptability of the tradition. Because you can see, in fact, how the logic of the Buddhist tradition has given rise to this new way of thinking about Buddhist life. In two ways, I think. First of all, in the Mahayana tradition, we're not really talking anymore about a single lifetime, one, two, or three lifetimes in the pursuit of nirvana. Now the passage to enlightenment has been stretched out over many, many lifetimes as a bodhisattva comes back into this world to help others. And so there's much more emphasis now, not on perfect wisdom that can come later, but on simply having the faith that gives you access to the beginning of the path. This emphasis on salvation by faith has to do with the importance now of simply entering the path of the bodhisattva. Getting started is more important, really, than anything that may come later. It also is important, of course, not just to rely on your own efforts in the Mahayana, but to receive gratefully the compassion of others. So in this network of compassion in the Mahayana, there's a possibility of salvation now that has a very different character than anything we've seen before, and radically changes the flavor of the Buddhist tradition.